WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
2016 is one of those years we call a leap year. A leap year occurs nearly every 4 years, and this is the year in which we add an extra day to the calendar in the form of February 29th, also known as Leap Day. All other years are called common years. Briefly, these additional 24 hours are built into the calendar to ensure that it stays in line with the Earth's movement around the sun. Our modern calendar contains 365 days, but it actually takes the Earth 365 days, 5 hours, 48 minutes, and 45 seconds to orbit the sun. Roughly 365.2421 days. Sounds like a mighty small difference, but over decades and centuries, that missing quarter of a day per year adds up and throws everything off kilter. So to ensure consistency with the true astronomical year, we periodically add an extra day to make up for lost time and bring the calendar back in sync with the heavens. Now, according to timeanddate.com, there are three criteria that must be taken into account to identify leap years. One, the year can be evenly divided by four. Two, if the year can be divided by 100, it is not a leap year, unless, three, the year is also evenly divisible by 400, and then it is a leap year. The Egyptians were among the first to calculate the need for a leap year, but the practice didn't arrive in Europe until the reign of the Roman dictator Julius Caesar. Before then, the Roman calendar had operated on a muddled lunar model that regularly required adding an extra month to maintain celestial consistency. Finally, in 46 BC, Caesar and the astronomer Sosigenes revamped the Roman calendar to include 12 months and 365 days. This Julian calendar, as it became known, also accounted for the slightly longer solar year by adding a leap day every 4 years. Now, while Caesar's model helped realign the Roman calendar, there was still one small problem. Since the solar year is only 0.242 days longer than the calendar year and not an even 0.25, adding a leap year every 4 years actually leaves an annual surplus of roughly 11 minutes. This minute discrepancy meant that the Julian calendar drifted off course by one day every 128 years, and by the 14th century, it had strayed 10 days off the solar year. To fix this glitch, Pope Gregory XIII instituted a revised Gregorian calendar in 1582. With this model, leap years occur every 4 years, except for years evenly divisible by 100 and not by 400. The Pope's updated calendar remains in use to this day, but it's still not perfect. At this rate, it will take more than 3,000 years for the Gregorian calendar to gain one extra day in era. If you have a question about the weather, you can drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.